Thank you for joining us today. We're going to take a look at something that I hope doesn't make you squeamish. And you can tell from the opening song that is blood. The Bible has countless references to blood as vital to life and necessary in sacrifice. In fact, Hebrews 9:22 says, according to the law of Moses, nearly everything is purified by blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. Blood is absolutely vital to life. I've given more than 9 gallons of blood through the years, and it is absolutely fascinating, not only the need for that, but also that you can share this gift. And the amazing fact that in all of our sophistication, we still cannot manufacture blood. It has to be shared from one person to another. Jesus at Holy Communion, and of course his blood sacrifice as the Lamb of God on the cross, took the importance of blood to a whole new level. In Jewish law, there was a prohibition to ingesting blood because of the life of the sacrifice was in the blood. So when Jesus invited his disciples and us to eat his body and drink his blood, it was a shock. He said, I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is real food and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. Jesus instituted a whole new radical transformation of how we see his sacrifice in this invitation. In the Old Testament, it was said, if you drink the blood of a lamb, the life of the sacrificed lamb enters into you, so don't do it. Jesus is saying, if you drink my blood, my life will enter you, so do it. When we share communion, we remember not only his past blood sacrifice on the cross, but also take his present life into us. He gives us food for the journey of life, which is himself. You know, the Greek word for communion, Eucharist, is actually two Greek words, eu, which means well, and charis, which means grace. Well graced. Some have translated it hugged, even. Jesus wants to make this communion, this time together, an intimate personal experience with us. So when it comes to communion and the question of how often, I certainly don't mean to be flippant, but I feel like the early church practice, and that is as often as we can, because I need all the Jesus I can get. Well, will you take communion a bit differently this Sunday? I know that there is something else I do a bit differently too. You know, in the Good Friday Tenebrae service, we have scripture readings and then the crowd responses. It's hard enough to shout, "Crucify him," but what I find to be most hard is when it comes to the crowd response, "Let his blood be upon us and upon our children." That really bothered me. Then I realized that that's exactly what I want and what we need. The blood of the Lamb to cover us completely, like the Passover doorpost covered by his blood, that we can share his victory over sin and death. Lord, you take care of us in every way. You give yourself on a cross and a sacrifice that saved our life. This Lent, may we be cleansed anew by your sacrificial blood. In the name of the Lamb, we pray. Amen.